Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about your portfolio. Today we're diving deep into Cisco Systems, ticker CSCO, and this is a full comprehensive analysis covering everything from their latest numbers to where the stock could head next. Cisco has been on an absolute tear lately, riding the massive wave of AI infrastructure spending that's pushing hyperscalers to upgrade their networks at record pace. The stock's been making new all-time highs as AI networking demand surges, and management just raised guidance after a blowout quarter that showed both top-line growth and operational discipline. At its core, Cisco designs and sells the networking gear that powers the internet, from routers and switches to security solutions and collaboration tools. They've been around since 1984 and remain the go-to name for enterprise and service provider connectivity, with a strong push now into AI-optimized data center fabrics and observability platforms. CEO Chuck Robbins has been steering the ship toward higher growth areas like security and AI, while streamlining the business through restructuring. Breaking down the top line, fiscal 2025 revenue came in at $56.65 billion, split across networking at $28.3 billion, services at $22 billion, security contributing $8.1 billion, collaboration at $4.15 billions, and observability adding just over $1 billion. Geographically, the U.S. still dominates at $33 billion, followed by Europe, Middle East, and Africa at $14 billion, and Asia-Pacific at $8.2 billions. That networking segment is where the AI tailwinds are showing up strongest right now. On the earnings front, Cisco delivered $10.18 billion in net income for fiscal 2025, translating to $2.56 per share. Gross margins held steady around 64%, while operating income reached $11.76 billion. The company beat consensus on both revenue and EPS in the most recent quarter, and the momentum carried into raised forward guidance as AI orders accelerated. Management highlighted during the earnings discussion that hyperscaler AI infrastructure builds are driving double-digit growth in certain networking products, with security solutions also seeing strong attach rates. They emphasized continued investment in AI-ready platforms while executing on cost discipline, including recent workforce reductions aimed at reallocating resources toward high-priority growth areas. The tone was optimistic on the multi-year AI opportunity, even as they acknowledged broader macro uncertainties. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets sit at $122.6 billion, with cash and equivalents around $8.3 billion. Long-term debt is manageable relative to equity, and free cash flow generation remains robust at $13.3 billion for the year, supporting both dividends and aggressive share repurchases. Return on equity came in near 25%, showing solid capital efficiency even after the restructuring moves. From a valuation standpoint, Cisco trades at roughly 40 times trailing earnings and about 7.8 times sales, which reflects the market pricing in sustained AI-driven growth. Forward multiples look more reasonable as earnings expand, and the dividend yield near 1.4% adds a modest income component for long-term holders. Compared to peers in the communication equipment space, the premium seems justified by Cisco's scale and AI exposure. On the strength side, Cisco's entrenched position in AI networking and security gives it a real moat as data center buildouts continue. Weaknesses include ongoing margin pressure from product mix shifts and the need to keep integrating recent acquisitions smoothly. Opportunities are massive in AI infrastructure and campus upgrades, while threats range from intensifying competition in white box networking to potential slowdowns in enterprise spending if the economy softens. Over the past year, the stock has climbed more than 22%, with an especially strong run of nearly 8% in the last month alone after those AI-fueled earnings. Longer term, the five-year return sits near 74%, outpacing many legacy tech names, but still trailing the broader market's AI leaders. Technical momentum remains positive as it pushes into new highs. Turning to intrinsic value, running a discounted cash flow model with conservative 10% discount rate and 3% terminal growth points to a base value around $37, though that feels quite dated given the recent AI revenue acceleration. Updating assumptions for higher growth in networking could lift that figure meaningfully. The market is clearly assigning Cisco a much higher multiple today because of the visible AI pipeline, so investors are paying up for growth rather than static cash flows. If AI orders keep compounding, the gap between model output and market price could narrow over time as earnings catch up. All in all, Cisco looks like a compelling way to play the AI infrastructure build-out with a more mature, cash-generative profile than pure-play semiconductor names. Keep an eye on the next few quarters of AI order momentum and how the restructuring translates into margin expansion. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll catch you in the next one.